they want to be genuine, but they just can't do it. They got caught up in the system. It messed them up. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the people who ate the lie of Babylon. And then when the gospel came their way, they rejected it. When the good news showed up, they rejected it and they kept on. See, their goal was money, greed. Greed blinds, you know. Their goal was to be important, pride, status in the system. Their goal was the flesh, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. They wanted all the world they could get. They wanted all the fun they could have. And they wanted to be in a state of being known or being seen or high position, so-called, in the system. It's really sad, to be honest with you. They wanted it all, and because they wanted it all, and they sold out to the system, they lost their ability to be genuine. They're fake. When they rejected God, because the truth will set you free, they became more of a slave. It doesn't matter. It could be one of these cultic churches. It could be an actor. It could be somebody high up in a corporation. Because they got that position, they can't speak genuine because they lose everything they got. And so because of cognitive dissonance of the system, I've talked about this 1,000 times, but what happens is they force you into cognitive dissonance. If you let them, to split their mind. The purpose of cognitive dissonance, the MK Ultra game that started in Genesis 3 from the devil against Eve, the purpose of the cognitive dissonance is to split your mind so a demon can come in. And so now they just know, all they know is fake. They promote the fake reality because all they know is fake. They don't know the genuine, so the whole system's fake because they're fake. Because the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. Because you're fake, you love the fake. And because mankind, for the most part, is unsaved, most people are not saved, the system is fake. Because if you're not saved in Christ, you're not free, you're a slave to the devil. Because a slave to Jesus is freedom, but a slave to the devil is bondage. And so you're not genuine because you got to put on that fake smile, because the devil, if you don't perform, the devil's going to get you in line. Freedom. 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 Part of freedom is being genuine. They can't be genuine anymore. They just can't. They don't even know what it means. Maybe when they were a child, they were genuine. But because they had to rise up in the system, they had to sell that part of their soul over. They're not genuine. They can't be. They don't know how to be genuine. It's not in their makeup anymore. They were genuine as a kid, but they left that because the system created a cognitive dissonance game where they had to either give up their genuineness or lose everything they got. You see what I'm saying? It's the game. So it's not just the music people who they sell their soul to the devil to have a hit record. It's not just them. It's people who rise up in Hollywood, in the music industry, doctors, nurses, corporations. It's people who want to put on that image because they don't want to lose that position, because they'll lose their money. That's why the Bible talks about the poor are rich in faith. The poor are rich in faith. Not all poor. There's a lot of poor people who are pure evil. There's a lot of rich people, pure evil. There's good and bad and all. But my point is, a lot of times the reason people are poor is they don't rise up in the system. In order to rise up in the system, you got to be fake. Because it's Babylon. The whole system's Babylon. The kings of the earth have sold their soul with Babylon. The harlot riding the beast. So the kings of the earth right now are flying monkeys to the Roman Empire. And they're proud of it. But they hate her. The kings of the earth, the Bible says, are committing fornication with the harlot riding the beast, but they hate her. But they've got to do it for their position and their power. Cognitive dissonance. They sold their soul to the devil.